back, Ram fans. This is Rams Up, your favorite LA Rams podcast. We are proud members of the Fans First Sports Network. That's fansfirstsports.com. You can also follow us on YouTube. Our channel is at LA Rams Up. I'm your host, Mark. You'll hear from my co-host, Tom, on occasion as well. Hey, we're not Rams insiders. We're just longtime fans who love talking about our Los Angeles Rams. Let's get to it. Hey, welcome back, everybody. I have Paul Walia and Scott Richmond on board for the first time together, my East Coast and West Coast college football experts on the players, the prospects. Good morning, Scott. How are you doing?
Doing great. 1 week to the draft, and I can't wait.
Yeah, it's an exciting time. I think I'm going to take a half day on Thursday just to get pumped up for the evening. What's going on with you, Paul? How you doing?
Holding it down here on the East Coast. Glad to meet Scott in person, even though it's virtual, and looking forward to the collab.
Yeah, and so just so everybody knows, this is our 12th mock draft, and I'm not counting all those little ones I do, those experimental mock drafts I do where I share the results. And we're going to have a couple more this week, at least one more. We're going to have a roundtable draft with Tom and Ian, planning that Monday night. We'll share that on Tuesday. That's the plan. And maybe we'll sneak another one in. We'll see. And then we got the real draft on Thursday night. And we'll recap that late Thursday. I'm not sure what format or who's going to be on board for that, but we'll talk about the Rams. Hopefully they have a pick in the first round. That could change. I guess the only question I have is it possible to do too many mock drafts? And I think the answer is no, because we've been doing a bunch. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and add this draft to the stage. We're using the NFL mock draft database. And this is our format. We're going to let Scott make the first pick, and we'll alternate after that. We'll discuss each pick, but Scott will own the first pick. Paul will own the second, and so on. And we may trade around a little bit, may trade up, may trade back. I think one of the things we've talked about is we want to add a fourth round pick somehow, some way, whether that means trading up. It probably means trading back, giving up the 83, adding a fourth round pick, something like that. But we'll see how it goes. So we ready to roll here?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
I will start this. We're not going to trade up here. We're going to let this roll to number 19. Is that right, Scott?
Yes.
Okay. And we are underway here. A bunch of quarterbacks are going to go early here. When we get to number 19, I have no idea what Scott has in mind here. We'll reject these. Well, we'll take a look at them just to be sure. There's not a fourth round pick being offered, I suppose. No, there wasn't. So we have, let me know if you want me to do any filtering here, Scott. We got the tight end and the edge rusher out of UCLA, and we got the defensive tackle. This is a good scenario for the Rams, I think.
Mm-hmm. We're showing Byron Murphy there. Is he there?
Yeah. For the listeners on the podcast, the top five players available are Brock Bowers, the tight end, Latu, the edge rusher out of UCLA, the defensive tackle, Byron Murphy, and the wide receiver, Brian Thomas. And you know what? Aside from the tight end, I'd be happy with any one of those four. And then the cornerback, Nate Wiggins, as well. Wow. So Latu, Murphy, Thomas, and Wiggins, all would be valid picks for the Rams, I think. What are you thinking, Scott? And feel free to chime in, Paul. You can...
Absolutely.
If you desire.
I want to hear Scott's draft strategy for this one. This is a great scenario.
It is a great scenario. I think as far as defense, I'm leaning defense. I'm not too sure we're going to be able to. I'm not going to try to replace Aaron Donald with any one person. I think the pass rush is going to have to be made up with the aggregate of all the players on the D-line and the outside linebackers. But that said, I could probably get a pass rusher in the third or fourth round. I'm not too sure they would be any better than what we already have. With that said, I'm leaning strongly for Latu from UCLA. Byron Murphy is tempting. There are a couple of edge rushers in the probably available in the third round that I really like. I think I'm going to take the gamble. I'm going to go with that dominant defensive tackle in Byron Murphy at 19.
Good call.
Yeah, I think Latu and Murphy could both be, you know, game changers. Latu's got that medical history that's a little scary, but, you know, I think both of these guys are going to be impact players. But the pick's Murphy. That's what we're rolling with.
Yes, please.
And before I make that selection, Paul, are we going to let this roll through to 52? You okay with that?
Absolutely.
Okay. So we have, you know, and making this selection largely puts to rest my big concern about the defensive line. We probably need to add one more guy, whether it's a veteran after the draft or maybe use a fifth or sixth round pick on another guy. But A+ we got for that one. We'll look at these trades just in case. And we'll reject that one. I speak up if you see anything you like here. There's a fourth round pick we'd be getting, but we don't want to drop that far back, do we? Give up?
No, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. And right. We are on the 52nd pick. Paul's on the clock. And what are you thinking here? Let me know if you want me to do any filtering.
So, Scott, do you want me to – what position do you want me to grab? You want me to grab edge or you want me to grab another DT?
I was thinking I was going to try to grab an edge with my pick in the third round.
You want to go edge on the three? Okay.
That would be great.
Okay. All right. So let's take a look. Scroll down.
So the listeners on the pod – the top players here, I'll read them off as I scroll. Linebacker, Edgerrin Cooper. Two linebackers, Cooper and Wilson. The offensive tackle, Suamataya. Defensive lineman, Braden Fisk. Man, he's going to be a good player, I think. Wide receiver, Ricky Pearsall. Zach Frazier, the interior offensive lineman. The safety, Tyler Newbin. Wide receiver, Xavier Leggett.
Yeah,
running back, Justin Brooks. Anything else you want to see there? Do you want me to filter by position so I can see more?
Yeah, hit DT and edge if you can. So, all right, so you got Rook. Yeah, look at that. You got Rook. You got Michael Hall. Nice. Hit edge so Scott can see what we have at edge. So we got Braswell, Trice. Oh, wow, you got Adiza too. So, Scott. Let me consult with Scott, my co-GM here. So, you know, we could pull the – you know what we could do? We could do two things. I could grab DT. I could grab either Hall or Rook. You know, for the fans out there, we could talk a little bit about profiles of each. Or we could go right now, pull the trigger on either a Braswell, Trice, or Adiza, and we could talk about the profiles of all three.
So let's do that. Yeah, the question for Scott is, does he see an edge guy here that he likes that'll be available with the next pick?
The guy I have in mind is a little bit further down, and that's fine. If you think one of these edges are strong, then I can readjust on the fly. So I have no problem.
So are you looking at Jonah and Gabe Murphy?
I would be looking probably at Mo Kamara.
Oh, Mo Kamara. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we could – so let's take a look at this. So we got Adisa here. We got Braswell here. Two, strong candidates for outside edge. Nice – not just complimentary players, but I think pretty talented off the edge. Adisa and Braswell both do something that's very unique for edge rushers. They are actually dropped off in coverage quite frequently. And they do fairly well because of their athleticism. Braswell and Adisa especially. Adisa is just pure adrenaline. He is a highly active player. Love the energy he brings to the table. Braylon Trice is a very similar to what we got in terms of Hoyt, but Braylon Trice does a really nice job of setting the edge. Just loves to go through the chest of the offensive tackles and hold down on the pass rush. They run a lot of stunts off of him as well. So we could go that route. Since we do have a D tackle, Scott, I could pull the trigger on either Braswell or Adiza here. Which of the two do you like the most?
Or do you want to reserve Kamara for your third round pick?
Well, we could probably maybe keep Kamara as a possible double dip down the road. So
yeah, definitely.
Sounds like Paul really wants to go edge here.
Yeah.
That's what it sounded like.
Or what I could do is just double up off since we got Murphy. I think Rook and Murphy, that is just ridiculous up front. That would be a really nice combo.
If I had to choose between the two edges, I probably like Braswell a little better.
So you want me to go? You want me to go edge?
That would be great. Braswell would be awesome in the second round.
All right, this is the 52nd pick, and on this board for those listening, Braswell is the 52nd ranked edge rusher, the number one edge rusher available. Braswell, Trice, and Isaac are the top three, and you're going to select Braswell?
Let's do Braswell.
Okay.
Kid is intense. He's physical. Sets the edge well. 6'3", 253. So you can't get any more talented than Braswell. Although I will say Adisa Isaac is my favorite.
I think that's the first time we've selected Braswell in any of these mocks, yeah, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, so here we are at Scott's pick.
There you go, Scott. Pull the trigger on this one.
On the trade or on the... Yeah,
definitely. Scott, what do you think? Look at that trade offer.
I can't see it very well.
So I'm sorry. Okay, for the listeners and those who can't see, this is a one trade offer. The Rams give up number 83. They don't get a fourth round pick, but they get the 84th and 98th pick and three 2025 picks, all later round picks.
This is like a dream trade offer.
That's like a
dream. Yeah. That's what the Steelers. Let's page through and see what I won't reject this, but let's see if we have any simpler trades. 2 5th round picks. I think the only thing we're going to consider is something that gives us a fourth round pick or a late third. Those are the only two trade offers. So we got the Steelers 84 and 98.
I'm just wondering if that's realistic.
Definitely not realistic.
Yeah, we can reject it then. That's fine.
Yeah, and, let's reject and let's propose one to the. Let's see if we can propose one to the to Houston. I think that's probably
about Scott, 7 or 8. Scott's staying true to his profile. He is Trader Scott.
There are some additional ones here I missed. This is a fourth round pick, but the only other thing we get is three 2025 picks. Like
okay.
Yeah.
Now we're moving. Scott, what do you think about that one?
No, we're dropping back way too far. We're not staying in the third round.
Okay. This one is staying in the third with a 6 2/7. Doesn't really excite me either.
Yeah. Wow. No way.
Yeah.
Okay. So you wanted to offer a trade here.
Yeah. Offer a trade. Maybe we can go to offer it to Houston. I think they'll probably have a fourth round in the 120 range, I think.
So we're going to offer them the 83rd pick. They have two in the fourth round, 123 and 127.
Yeah, let's try to grab the 127. I think that might be a trade of equal value.
And then would add, they'll have to throw in what else? Are they throwing in the 86?
Correct. Yeah. Trading down to 86.
Looks like we have to throw in something additional. We can try this first pick in the sixth round.
Let's see. They're giving too much, right? So we would have to probably give back one.
I'm sorry. Yeah, we'd have to throw in I was looking on the wrong side here. We can throw in one of our sixth round picks or a fifth round. Might take a fifth round pick, actually.
Why don't you drop down and see if we can give them a fifth from next year? I don't want to screw up any of Paul's picks.
I'll be fine. Don't worry. Trust me.
Well, we're going in order anyway, so it'll just alternate. They're not throwing up a fifth rounder next year for us.
The one at the top is a fourth rounder, right?
Yeah, try that one.
Yeah, try that. Since we're not going into next year, that'll satisfy the trade value.
So we're giving up right now. We're giving up a little too much, which is okay. We're giving up the 83rd pick and next year's fourth rounder for the 86th pick overall, and we get the 127th pick as well.
Correct.
In the fourth round. And we're good with that?
in real life, we wouldn't do this. That's giving up too much for next year, but just for the sake of this mock draft
to make if anything we want to make it a little biased against the Rams to, you know, to make trades like this. So we'll go ahead and make this trade, which means Scott will now have the 86th pick, and we'll just reject these trades so we get this moving along. Is that okay with you?
Yep.
Yes.
And, okay, so far we have drafted the defensive lineman Murphy, the edge rusher Braswell, and the highest rated guys on our board, unfiltered. Oh, this is, let me put it back on all here. We got Braylon Trice, Michael Hall, Rook Ohorohoro, so an edge and two defensive linemen. What are you thinking here? We got the edge rusher guy, so maybe are you going to double dip on the edge, Scott, or do you want to go? Is your guy Mo still there? Looks like we may have missed him.
No, I think because we got edge and defensive tackle taken care of, I think Sean McVay would be just be chomping at the bit to get his offensive player that he's been looking for this whole offseason. I kind of chuckle because I know that there's a good chance Rams might go offense with the first round pick.
Yeah, very possible.
But, yeah, BTJ.
But anyways, can you give us, you're clicked on all right now, right?
Correct.
And
you want to look at wide receivers, don't you?
No, I was wondering if you could just scroll down just a little bit.
So for the listeners, we have Braylon Trice, Michael Hall, Rook Ohorohoro. I love that name. Three defensive players. Then we have Blake Corum, the running back, Cole Bishop, the safety, Mason Smith, another defensive lineman, Spencer Rattler, Jonah Ellis, edge is still there, another safety, Kalen Bullock, cornerback, Chris Abram Drains, wide receiver, Jermaine Burton. See anyone of interest yet? Safety Cameron Kitchens, linebacker Jeremiah Trotter. What are you thinking?
Well, my guy is gone, so I was looking for the running back from Tennessee, Jalen Wright, and it looks like he's gone. He's usually last into the mid third round, but on today's draft, he is gone. So. I was looking for a home run hitter at the running back spot, somebody who had outstanding speed, who could take those runs that were normally an 8 to 10 yard gain with a Kyren and turn him into a, be able to take that to the house, you know, as well as the offensive line has been blocking. But since him and Benson are gone, why don't we take a look at wide receiver?
Well, Marshawn Lloyd is definitely a home run hitter.
Yeah, we got the running back filtered by running backs Blake Corum and Marshawn Lloyd.
Scroll down a little bit for a second. Scroll down. Isaac, later on in the draft, we could grab Garendo. He's also a home run hitter. For his size, he has tremendous speed.
Running back out of Louisville.
Yeah, we could take him later if that's what you want, Scott, for the squad. But the kid from USC, I mean, he's just phenomenal. He could take it to the house anytime.
That I agreed. What do you think about his pass blocking capabilities?
Well, you know, listen, the starter is no question. Iron Kyren is the starter. So if he's, you know, that's one thing McVay always talks about. He wants, in those rushing attempts, the number of touches he wants to be able for them to go the distance. Iron Kyren, although he's a tremendous back, he's not that type of back. So I think the Martian, the Lloyd scenario is a nice compliment to him. Don't feel obligated to take him. I'm just saying that he is, we could always take him at 99, right, when that opportunity comes up if you want. But feel free to could go through your options here. Take whomever you like.
And here's the wide receivers listed for listeners.
Javon Baker, the touchdown maker.
Yeah, Brendan Rice. Jamari Thrash, Jacob Cowan, and Luke McCaffrey, two players with 49er connections.
Yeah. Show Scott all so he can see the full matrix of options. Yeah.
Let's go back to all and so I can make a decision here.
Yeah, but Baker is the highest rated player. Then you got the cornerback, Kyrie Jackson.
That's Kyrie Jackson, yeah.
Well, decisions.
Yeah, here we go.
Scott, you have to jump in the pool after this pick, by the way.
Yeah. I tell you what, talking about defensive backs, I'm going to go ahead and break up that 5'11 club that the Rams have got going right now, where every cornerback is 5'11.
Right.
We're going to go cornerback Cam Hart out of Notre Dame, 6'2".
Solid pick.
Yeah, we're going to put length in that defensive backfield.
Okay, that's a selection we add to the secondary. Is he a guy that can potentially play the star or a little bit of safety, perhaps? Does he have flexibility, or is he more of just an outside corner?
He's pretty much played on the boundary most of the time at Notre Dame, and through the all-star workouts, he's shown that he has quickness and athleticism as much as some of the other guys. He can play off coverage in what the Rams do, off coverage in the zone. He has decent route recognition. He's physical
enough to play.
He's physical enough in the run game. I think he's quite balanced for what the Rams
do.
Yeah, like him.
And so we're on the pick 99. Are we going to do any more trading back or trading up, or are we going to roll with this? I think we got a pretty balanced.
I think we have a balanced number of picks there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cam Hart is definitely a very good scheme fit. Very solid zone defender. Very physical, comes up and tackles well. So, yeah, good pick.
And I think we've drafted him before, haven't we, Paul?
Yep.
Yeah.
Cam Hart, definitely.
Okay, you're on the clock, Paul. What are you thinking here? We have Byron Murphy, the defensive lineman, Chris Braswell, the edge rusher, Cam Hart, the cornerback, three defensive players. And I thought three of the top four of the top five selected would be defense, but I thought they'd go wide receiver at some point.
Yeah.
What are you thinking here?
So McVay right now is yelling at everybody in the war room, right? He hasn't had his running back or his wide receiver, right? So now he's like, all right, so let's take a look at what we got. So, Scott, so you know, I am like totally defense enamored. So, Mark, take a look at D-line. What do we got? We're going to crack some helmets.
Jordan Jefferson, Keith Randolph, and Jaden Cremati. Yeah, Jordan Jefferson. Oh, I'm sorry. No, he isn't. I got to scroll up here.
Okay.
My bad. Okay, the top rated guys are Leonard Taylor, Dwayne Carter, and McKinley Jackson.
Mount
Tyler
McKinley.
Davis, and then I know a guy that you've talked about before, Justin. Say his last name for me, Paul. Say it.
Ibogbe.
There you go.
From Bama.
A big way,
yeah. So click on edge. See what we got on edge.
Top guys are Javon Solomon, Nelson Caesar, Cedric Johnson, Jalix Hunt. I'm not familiar with, the only ones I'm familiar with are the fourth and fifth guys, Jalix Hunt and Brennan Jackson.
Yes. Solomon is a solid pass rusher, a little bit on the shorter side, but he's jacked up physically. He's a good player. Brennan Jackson is one of my favorites. We've drafted him before. Take a look at safety. See what we got. Oh, there you go. There's your center fielder, Bullock. All right.
Paul, just as an aside, and I did my little mock draft experiment last night. I don't know if you saw it. And this Dadrian Taylor Demerson, I popped up on my screen and I looked a little bit at him, and he seems like he'd be a solid fit.
Texas Tech,
yeah.
A lot of people like him going to the Rams playing center field. Yeah. So Kalen Bullock, one of my favorite center fielder. Safety, a lot of people say he doesn't like to tackle, doesn't like to throw the body around. He's a little bit on the slight side. But that's one player we do not have in the D-back room, is that deep center fielder who can make plays, and that's something McVay definitely wants. He wants more turnovers this year, defense churning out some more INTs. So he'll be interesting. Playing center field would probably protect him a little bit for his size, right? Because we got our buddy Curl is going to be playing that strong safety. We've got Lake playing the star, so they'll be closer to the LOS. Interesting possibility there. Hit all again. So let's complement the picks here. Let me consult with my co-GM here.
Top rated players, by the way, are Spencer Rattler, the quarterback, the
Rattler,
safety, Kalen Bullock, the cornerback, Chris Abram Drain.
All right, scroll down a little bit. We got a couple, and Cameron Kitchen, so he would be a nice center fielder too. And you got Javon Baker, the touchdown maker. All right, and you got Marshawn Lloyd. All right. So we got a we got two offensive players, Scott. You had mentioned offense a little bit before. We also got Rattler. A lot of people in Ram Nation, they always buzz me and send me messages. What about Rattler? What about Rattler? Right, they're like quarterback enamored. So what are your thoughts, Scott? You want to go home run hitter? You want to go with wide receiver or Lloyd running back? Or you want to go defense again? There are a couple of defensive players I see here that I'm vibing on.
Yeah, there's a few more defensive players I'm liking that are probably going to be available. So I don't know. I think Lloyd would be great if he's still
around. Go
99.
A USC kid, hand him the rock with Iron Kyron behind that monster offensive front. This would be a nice dimension for the Rams. That 1-2 punch, I like it. Let's dig it. Let's go with Lloyd. He can take it to the house.
I'm really surprised neither of you have even mentioned interior offensive line, but I'll take a quick look. What do we have? Cedric Van Pan, Zach Center. Some of those guys will be there later.
This might force our buddy McVay to run the ball a little bit more. So that's why we're doing this.
Okay, so we're going Marshawn Lloyd.
Let's do Marshawn Lloyd.
Marshawn Lloyd, the running back out of USC. Now, fortunately, we have a fourth round pick now, number 127 overall, that we got from, who did we get that from? The Texans. Yes. And this will be Scott's pick. And we'll reject trades. You guys all okay with that? Six trade offers. Do we care to look at them, or are we going to roll?
We're good. We're good.
I think we're good. Yes.
I think the more trades you make in a mock draft scenario, it just kind of dilutes the realistic part of it. You know, are the Rams really going to make all those trades? Who knows? Okay, so we're on the 127th pick from the Texans. We have three defensive players, defensive line, edge, cornerback, and a running back. What do we need to do here, Scott? I'll go back to all here.
Go back to all. That would
be great. For the listeners, the top-rated players, Malik Washington, the wide receiver, interior offensive lineman, Cedric Van Pran, tackle, Roger Rosengarten, and the safety, Dadrian Taylor-Demerson. I'll leave it at that. What are you thinking, Scott?
Well, I'm really thinking that there's a couple of offensive tackles available that I think if they're brought in and given a year to develop, could possibly be be used to replace Havenstein as he gets closer to retirement. Rosengarten would be one of them. The other one would be Christian Jones, I think is probably my favorite. With Christian Jones available, I'd have to pull the trigger right now and say, yeah, that would be my favorite offensive tackle.
For the listeners, the top-rated tackles displayed right now, the 100th-ranked player, Roger Rosengarten, Christian Jones, who you just mentioned, Javon Foster out of Missouri, Matt Goncalves out of Pittsburgh. The selection is Christian Jones. Any vehement opposition to that, Paul? Not that Scott's going to change his pick, but any thoughts on it?
No, not at all. Christian Jones, a fluid player, solid blocker on both sides, a run blocker as well as pass blocker. And Rosengarten also, another fluid player. Rosengarten probably has the best feet of all the remaining tackles. Really has a lot of potential. Both are solid picks. Yeah.
So Christian Jones, you mentioned him as a potential replacement for Havenstein. Yes. Can he play the left side, though?
No, it's a good question. I don't think he has any experience while playing at Texas, but I think what he showed in one-on-ones at the Senior Bowl, he could have quick enough feet to play on the left side.
Okay.
Yeah, he's definitely not a mauler type. So seeing him on the left side, I don't think would be surprising to anyone. Yeah. Fairly athletic for a tackle, and like I said, he has good feet. Long arms. So yeah, I don't think that would be a stretch for him, but I think he'd be comfortable on the right side as well.
Okay, so I will make this pick. That's Scott's pick in the fourth round for us.
I just got a nasty text message from Shula after our second offensive pick. So Shula's like, "Hey, my first year with the gig. You guys going to help me out or what?" I said, "Okay, I'll text him back just a second."
I'm just going to reject these trades real quick. So we all are right. On. I'm going to go back to all the top-rated players: running back Ray Davis, one of Paul's favorites; defensive lineman Dwayne Carter; linebacker Trevon Wallace. And this is Paul's pick. We have three defensive players, two offensive players. We have not hit safety. We have not hit wide receiver or tight end or quarterback. What are you thinking, Paul?
So I'm going to go right. Yep, I'm definitely going to double dip. We're going to take a look at DL. Let's see who we got, because we got Mr. Duke, Dwayne Carter, Ram Nation, three-time team captain, the only time in Duke history, right, for their football program. A solid D-tackle, plays the run really, really well. Really underrated prospect. Tyler Davis is another great player, man. Wow. So at 154, take a look at edge just to see. So Scott and I can sort of, okay, you got Jackson and Thomas waiting in the wings there, right? Two solid edge rushers down the road.
You're talking about Xavier Thomas out of Clemson and Jalix Hunt out of Houston Baptist?
I'm talking about Brennan Jackson.
Brennan Jackson, okay.
Yeah, from Washington State. Yeah, he's a solid player, really solid player. Xavier Thomas is some of the best tape out there, man. I'm surprised he's at 206. I mean, this kid can play football. Take a look at safety. What do we got left? Oh, wow. Okay.
How do you pronounce his name? Bo Braid?
Bo Braid, man. Yeah,
Bo he's Braid. A solid. Yeah, and James solid Williams is the thumper, favorites. Right?
Puka power pick, yeah.
Yeah, he's the thumper that could potentially like a hybrid safety linebacker, Josh Proctor. Dominique Hampton, those are the top safeties on the board.
Evan Williams, another sleeper, really nice player. All right, let's take a look at D-tackle. I think what we're going to do, also wide receiver. Let me see a wide receiver, please. Really piss off Shula.
Jamari Thrash. Yeah, Jamari Thrash, Jacob Cowing, Anias Smith. He's the blazer, right, Smith, out of Texas A&M. Smith is just a
great wide receiver prospect. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right, let's go D-line. Let's make it happen. Let's go. Dwayne Carter. Another big body. There you go. Next to Iron Byron.
At front seven. I like that. At front seven, if that's what we're going to call it. We've just improved it significantly.
Absolutely.
So to recap so far, we have Murphy, Braswell, and Hart. Defensive line, edge, cornerback, respectively. Then we went the two offensive players, Marshawn Lloyd, running back. Christian Jones, offensive tackle. Then we went back to defense. Dwayne Carter on the defensive line. Dwayne Carter out of Duke. Yeah. And that
puts 154, tremendous value.
Yeah, we got back-to-back picks here. So pretty much the same guys on the board for you, Scott. And could go a lot of different ways here. I think I'm just reminding everybody, it's entirely up to you. We still have not hit safety, wide receiver, and quarterback or tight end. Those are the three groups we have not added to. Not that we need to, just mentioning that. What are you thinking? Top players on the board are Ray Davis, the running back, Trevon Wallace, the linebacker, Jamari Thrash, the wide receiver.
Right. There's a receiver I was looking for that might be gone. I was looking for McCaffrey from Rice.
McCaffrey.
I think Luke McCaffrey's gone.
He appears to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely gone.
With that said, I'd probably be looking to look for somebody who can also be a returner because of the new rules. Anias Smith is very intriguing for that because his return skills.
Yeah, best returner in college football right now.
Yeah.
And a heck of a blocker.
Yeah. At this point of the draft, there's also a cornerback that I'm really intrigued with. Can you look at cornerbacks?
There you go. Nehemiah Pritchett, Aliyah Jones, Josh Newton, Kalen King still there. Some good cornerbacks still here.
Looks like my guy's gone, but one of my other favorites is there a little further down. So I'm going to just sit on that for now. Let's go back to wide receivers. And I'd like to select Anaya Smith, wide receiver, to be our return specialist.
Okay. And there it goes. Smith is the selection. So now we have three offense, kind of hitting every, getting every group covered here slowly. I'm curious to see if you guys think we need to draft a tight end. Not sure how I feel about that. Interior offensive line depth is something that concerns me. And we still might need a safety, but that's up to you guys. So we're going to,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Take a look at what we have. You have it on all, right?
Right.
All right. Let's scroll down just a tad.
We got Ulofosio out of Washington.
That was the kid I told you about by way of Alaska.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah.
Got Bo Braid, the safety. Jaheim Bell, the tight end. Justin Ibogibi out of Alabama. I'll get that name right eventually.
Coleman is another really good player.
Brandon Coleman, interior offensive lineman.
Yeah.
At 196. Jared Sunday's still there.
Yeah. 196. All right, let's take a look. All right, so you could definitely got a safety like Bo Braid. Interesting. He would be great value at 196. Hit wide receiver.
Wide receiver. We got Cornelius Johnson. I know you like him. Taj Washington out of USC.
My boy right there is Roseby Jack Saint. For everybody at home, I just wanted to see if he was still there. We already got Aeneas Smith. All right. Let's take a look. Where do you want me to do IOL, Scott, or you want me to go with safety, or you want me to take a look at edge?
Oh, I think I hope we didn't miss out on Brennan Jackson.
Take a look at edge.
Yeah.
He's still there.
Yeah.
I don't know how much longer he's going to. We don't have a pick for 41 picks. We have a gap there. So I doubt Brennan Jackson is going to last 190.
We could do safety, edge, or IOL. Safety, edge, or IOL. Which way do you want to go?
I'm not too big on IOL because of all the money they've already invested in moving Avila to center. I just have no feeling for what if they're ever going to draft anybody this year to develop. So I would stay with the other positions.
Yeah, and I misstated that. It's we're at 196. So if you're looking at Brennan Jackson, the question is, if you pass on him, is he going to last another 13 selections? Possible, but it's a gamble if you really like him.
Let's take a look at safety. You got Bo Braid's the highest?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, wow, look at that. Safety's flew off the board. Hey, listen, look. If we're going to win, we're going to win up front. Let's do Brennan Jackson.
Yes.
We're going to load up. We got Hoyt. We got Braswell. We got Mathis. We got Monster Zero. And now we got Brennan Jackson.
Yeah, I think
there you go.
I think he just fits that mold of what the Rams look for, guys that are completely live and die football. They study it. They work out warriors.
He can play both sides. He can play left and right.
He can play all over the defensive line.
And he could free up Hoyt. I still think they got to get Hoyt some reps with his hand in the dirt, man. Yeah. The kid played end. I know they got him standing up, but that kid could definitely put some sizzle up front if they let him rush with his hand in the dirt a little bit. It'll help balance out the Ram D-line too. So, yeah, I think that'll be a good pick. I think we got a good balanced front.
Okay, Scott, Paul helped you out by selecting the guy you liked, and now it's your pick. And I forgot to mention one of the positions we haven't hit as well is linebacker. So we have
and Jackson, by the way, is a Puka Power pick.
Awesome.
So we have the groups that we have not hit yet, still safety and linebacker, interior offensive line, quarterback, tight end, just to get everybody on the same page here. And this is Scott's pick. What are you thinking? Top rated guys on the board, Curtis Jacobs, the linebacker, Jalix Hunt, the edge rusher, tight end at Dallin Holker out of Colorado State. Mm-hmm. And James Williams, the problem with James Williams, Paul, correct me if I'm wrong, you already drafted Cam Hart, if you're looking for a secondary guy that can play the free safety slot, it's not James Williams, right?
Yeah, he's definitely not a free safety type, although he is a talented safety, man. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely not that free safety, sit in the middle of the field type. He loves to hit. He is a heat-seeking missile. But, yeah, still a great player.
Sorry, Scott, what are you thinking here? We're just trying our best to confuse you is what we're doing here.
No problem. There's I'm thinking either linebacker or cornerback right now. There's the cornerback out of Arkansas that I really like, McLaughlin.
Let's take a look at cornerbacks.
Yeah, he'll be there.
He's the top-rated guy.
I think he's the most underrated corner in the whole draft, as well as he plays zone and his ball skills. I just really like him. With him and Hart will give length to that cornerback room to go with the shorter guys. That would be my pick. Cornerback.
Okay. Kobe Durant and Darion Kendrick might be ushered on to the practice squad at this point, right?
Scott's got him on the bubble.
Yeah. Trey Tomlinson. Okay.
Yeah, it's time to push the lower. You know, we got to put more. Got to put more milk in the pot. Let it rise and push the other
cream
guys.
Rises to the top.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's a selection.
That is.
Okay, and we've added two cornerbacks now. I think we've done enough trading, and we have some picks kind of bunched up here together. 209 was McLaughlin.
All right.
And
last three picks. Let's do some roster balancing now. Okay.
213, 217, and 254 left. I'll put this back on all the highest rated players. Jalix Hunt still there. He was climbing the boards, I thought. Maybe, you know, I don't know. This simulator has cooled on Jalix Hunt, apparently. Then we got the tight end, two tight ends, Holker and Barner. And James Williams
great,
still
yep,
there.
Great another, value at tight end. Yeah,
yeah, another tight end, Eric Hall. So what are you thinking, Paul?
So let's take a look. Let's take a look at the safety room. James Williams. You got Proctor. Proctor's a great fit for the Rams. Definitely. Okay. Let's take a look at – so we got two D linemen. We got two – all right, and then we also have our offensive tackle. Which way do you want me to go, Scott? You tell me a position, I'll pick the player.
It's up to you. I can I can fill in the blanks when after you make yours. So
you want me to chime in here?
Yeah, there's a couple ways we could go.
I really feel like, you know, our safety group needs help, in my opinion. Or let's look at interior offensive line.
Backup center. Yeah, Hunter Nerzat is your backup
Hunter
center.
Hunter Nerzat, right, okay.
Yeah, it could play guard as well. Yeah.
That'd be a reasonable pick. Don't you like Layden Robinson as well?
Layden Robinson's another one. He's a Puka power pick. Yeah, backup guard.
Yeah.
We could get Zach Thomas as far away from the starting lineup as humanly possible. Yes, we could do that. We also don't have a legitimate backup center, so I think that's the other part. I like Hunter. So scroll down just a tad. Yeah, Hunter, we need to balance out the roster a little bit now. We're in the latter part of the round.
Joe Milton, the quarterback's there.
Yeah, Joe Milton. Look at that. Nice developmental prospect. You had Jordan Jefferson, Dylan Johnson, nice running back. All right. Let's do that. Let's pull the trigger on Hunter. We'll save a lot of money. We spent a lot of money on starters. Let's build some depth from the draft. right?
So you say he's a guy that can play center guard?
Center guard, a hyper-athletic, crazy high football IQ, classic Penn State interior offensive lineman.
Okay, love that's a selection. Hunter Norzad. Yeah. I feel a lot better about that. I still think we need safety. And, you know, the Rams have found safeties this late in the draft before. We have two picks left, 217,
Trey Taylor, Air Force.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
Yep, Trey Taylor's fantastic. Proctor's fantastic.
Who are you talking about, Taylor, that you like?
Trey Taylor from Air Force, yeah.
What position is that?
Safety. He's a very intriguing player.
I'm trying to find him. Where is he? You guys saw him on the board here?
Oh, wow.
He could have been picked.
He probably picked him already.
Maybe he just got selected.
He's usually down near the 300 range.
Oh, is he that low?
Yeah.
Mark Perry was the safety that they were talking about in the most recent Rams Wire update from TCU. Right.
Yes. I saw that.
Yeah. Tyler Owens is that safety that just blew up the combine, man. Holy cow. But
yeah,
his production doesn't match his numbers.
Go back to all here, the highest rated players. We got the tight end, the safety, another tight end. I'm sorry?
Did you guys pick the center for pick 213?
213 was Hunter Norzad, the interior offensive lineman, guard, center, yeah.
Can you click on linebacker?
Oh, forgot about linebacker, didn't we? We got Nathaniel Watson, Michael Barrett, Darius Masau.
Muasau? Mm-hmm.
Steel Chambers, love that name.
Yep. That kid, Tatum Bethune from Florida State, man, he's another sleeper, man. That kid can play football. Sermon, too. Sermon's another one. He's a classic middle linebacker, though.
You know, what I've been looking for this past 6-7 weeks is a linebacker that has something that Jones doesn't have, and that would be somewhat of side-to-side agility, a little bit more speed, coverage ability, can be more of kind of a true weak side linebacker. And the one I liked the best was from your side of the country there, Paul, from
Temple?
From Temple, yes, McGee.
Yep. Yeah, that kid's hyper-athletic, man.
Yeah, now he's off the board. He's off the board. The next one on the board here that I like that has good coverage skills is Steele from Ohio State. Steele Chambers.
Okay. Is that the selection, or are you just
contemplating? Yeah, that would be my selection. I want to go linebacker, Steele Chambers.
Okay. And we've hit another position group, so that makes me feel good. I know there were, you know, you say don't draft for need, don't draft for need, but at some point you got to, you know, draft guys for position groups that may be a little thin.
All right, Mr. Relevant. I got Mr. Relevant, right?
Yeah, and I'll go back to all the highest rated players, a linebacker out of Mississippi, Mississippi State, Nathaniel Watson.
Yeah,
you got Eric Dominique, the safety, Dominique Hampton.
All right, you know what I'm going to do? So
McVay, I have no idea what you're going to do.
McVay at this point, so we have pushed. We got – so what probably should have happened is Tutu Atwell should have helped us get that fourth round pick, right? The trade with Tutu Atwell. We got Ania Smith, who I think is a more physical player, a more complete player, can do it all. Hit wide receiver. And there you go. Marcus Rosemi-Jack Saint. This kid is the perfect complement to our wide receiver room. We're going to push another wide receiver off the bubble, right? That might be Xavier Smith. Might be. Now, I want you to, once we make this pick, you know what that wide receiver room is going to look like? On the back end, you got Tyler Johnson. You got Ania Smith, one of the toughest wide receivers out there. And this kid is tough as nails. He's got length. You watch his tape. And a Ram Nation, just look at his tape, and this is what I want you to look at. When he ran those arrows, those curls, even though he had the first down, he still refused to go down. He fought tooth and nail for every inch, goes over the middle, knows how to work the red zone. this kid, Coach Yarber, is going to turn this kid into a legit star. Marcus Roseme Jackson.
Okay.
The rich get richer.
Now, the Ben Skowronek's not going anywhere, right?
Ben Sko?
Yeah, so we're thinking of a running back, a wide receiver room, the starting three, Puka, Kupp, Robinson. Then you're going to have the two rookies and Ben. And where does that leave Tyler Johnson possibly? So
yeah,
interesting competition. Okay, I'll make that selection. And the downside of this, Paul, is we make this selection pretty much – no way we're bringing Austin Trammell back. You realize that, right?
Absolutely. That is purposeful. That is
okay.
Purposeful.
All right. Be careful what you wish for.
Absolutely.
I'm joking here because Paul's not a big fan of our designated fair catcher, apparently.
Yeah. And the wide receiver room you want stacked, particularly on this team. You want as many not just developmental players, but legitimate players that are going to, if they're forced into the starting lineup, the last thing you want to do, you know, this is an 11 offense. The last thing you want to be, you know, is handcuff your offense by putting a wide receiver out there. We saw that last year that can't get it done. That's just going to bring everything crumbling down. So that's why I think it's a great move.
Okay. I'm going to review these picks real quickly. We got the defensive lineman, Byron Murphy out of Texas. Chris Braswell, the edge rusher, Cam Hart, the cornerback, Marshawn Lloyd, the running back, more of a home run hitter than we have now, Christian Jones, an offensive tackle, possible replacement for Havenstein down the road, another defensive lineman, Dwayne Carter out of Duke, Aeneas Smith, a wide receiver out of Texas A&M, very physical. Brennan Jackson, another edge rusher out of Washington State. Dwight McLaughlin out of Arkansas, another cornerback. And then we've added depth to the interior offensive lineman, Hunter Norzad, and Steel Chambers, the linebacker out of Ohio State. And ignore these grades. They don't really mean much. I think we drafted Steel Chambers a little early. But hey, man, you don't get bad grades this late in the draft, as far as I'm concerned. You draft the guy you like.
Yeah.
And then the wide receiver out of Georgia, Marcus Roseme Jackson. So there you have it. Now, let me be the reviewer of this. You guys, Les Snead and Sean McVay, I'm going to be the CEO here. And call you into my office and tell you what I think of this draft. And I think we've answered any. We certainly can go into training camp, putting to rest at least for now until we see them on the field. Our concerns about edge and defensive line, interior offensive line depth, wide receiver room, cornerbacks. We got plenty of cornerbacks. Feel really good about that group. The things I'd be, and we added a running back every year, right? I get it. What I'd be a little bit concerned about is safety and tight end, but those are guys you can sign some undrafted rookies, bring them in and compete.
And cheap vets.
Yeah. And John Johnson could still be the guy, you know, he could still be come back and we have some flexibility on the back end there. Quentin Lake, Russ East, both of them could end up being our starting safety. Although I'd rather keep Lake.
I think Jason Taylor's also going to get a legitimate shot. I think Jason Taylor is going to get a legitimate shot.
Yeah,
also.
Jason Taylor. Yeah, and Jason Taylor is basically, he kind of had a redshirt year, played special teams a bit, but they've given him a year to develop. So, any final thoughts, Scott, on how do you feel about this draft? If our draft broke out this way, would you feel great? Hey, you made half the pick, so I guess you're going to feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, I'd be a little partial to say yes.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you come home from your fantasy football draft. Very few people are like, oh my God, my team sucks. You know, hey, you just made the picks, so you better feel good about it. How about you, Paul? How you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. A very well-balanced draft. I think, you know, Scott definitely has an offensive leaning. You could tell that. It's a nice compliment to my defensive leaning, which is probably why it came out so well. One thing I will say, which I do agree with, I think every pick, especially the first five picks, they're going to be like home run hitter, whether it's offense or defense. They want someone that is going to make plays. That is going to be the theme that emerges from their first five picks. I do think they're going to be aggressive. I think they're going to move down. The quality of this draft is definitely on the front end, right? I mean, there is depth at some of the other positions, but overall, the bang for your buck is really in the top 100 in this draft, particularly in the top 75.
Yeah, so, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I think that's going to be really the underlying theme for the Rams' first couple of picks.
Yeah, I'm really torn with that first pick. I mean, I joke on the YouTube channel that I change my mind every 10 minutes, and Byron Murphy might be the highest rated guy on the board, and he could be a real difference maker. But I'm becoming more and more intrigued with Latu, and he could be a game changer too. I just have this horrible feeling that if we don't draft Latu, we're going to regret it down the road. But hey, you know, you can't have both of them. You got to take your pick. Murphy, Latu, those are my two favorite right now. I know you prefer Verse, Paul.
I like Latu. I like Latu also. I think for the Rams, for the Rams scheme, I think they have four legitimate options at edge. I think it's Verse, Latu, Idrissa is one of my favorites. And of course, Braswell. I think all four of those would be win-win. I think it's going to be a combination of the defensive tackle first, or the edge first with defensive tackle. So like for example, a Jared Verse, Chris Jenkins combination, right? Or a Rook combination, or it's going to be like a Newton or a Murphy with a Idrissa or Braswell combination. That's either way. I think it's going to break out.
Or they trade up and draft a Dunze.
No, Rome. Or BTJ falls right into their lap, right? A lot of people are talking about Brian Thomas Jr. Scott, who's your favorite edge player?
Latu is my favorite.
I think
it fulfills the role of the outside linebacker for the Rams. I love Versus power rush, but I don't think, if we don't like Michael Hoyt playing in space, I don't think we would like Verse out in space either. So that's my.
Are you not considering Dallas Turner because he's not realistically going to fall to the Rams, or?
I would have to say Turner and Latu, I think, has a little bit more experience. He has a little bit, his bag is a little bit more loaded with pass rush moves. Turner, I think, is the much, much higher rated athlete, but just doesn't have the bag of tricks that Latu does. So,
and I think Latu outweighs him by like 20 pounds as well.
Yeah.
For what that's worth.
I think Latu is just, he's just very balanced as far as pass rush, defending the run, and playing in space. If you look at his numbers on PFF, they're balanced across the board. And I think that's what a great 3-4 outside linebacker should be. So
yeah. Okay. Hey, good job, you guys. This was fun. Always a lot of fun. We'll get one more of these in probably with the roundtable group Monday night, and maybe another one. We'll see. We'll have to decide what we're going to do Wednesday night to publish for Thursday, the day of the draft. It may be too late to do another mock draft, but I have some homework to do. There's a few guys on here that we have not drafted before. Steel Chambers, I've noticed his name. Dwight McLeathern, don't know much about him. And Christian Jones and Dwayne Carter. Yeah, I think that's the first time we've drafted either of those guys as well.
Yeah, Mr. Duke. Yeah, he's a very popular player.
Yeah. Hey, guys, it's been good. Thank you for your time on a Sunday morning. I'll get this out Monday morning. And, man, good stuff. We'll have to
draft
do this
is right around the corner. The Rams are basically sitting pretty. The situation for them in this draft, particularly in round one, is just basically take their pick, man. They can sit pat, walk away with the player they want. They can move back. They can move up. They have so many options because this quarterback logjam in the beginning of the draft is just going to help them, and then it's followed by a logjam of wide receivers. The Rams are going to get players they never, like we were talking about last time about the offensive tackles. We had never in the beginning, when we started doing the mocks, thinking those OTs would start falling down to the Rams, right? So we'll see how it goes. I think a lot of teams are going to try to start jockeying for position. So the Rams are going to get a ton of trade offers. They're going to get some really good trade offers.
Yeah, you know, that Penn State offensive tackle, I could swear 2 months ago he was slated to go in the top six or seven. And oh, yeah. I see him, you know, almost out of the top 20. And I saw a stat on him, I think over 700 pass blocking opportunities. He has not given up a sack, something crazy like that.
Yeah. Yeah, so, he's a solid prospect. And, you know, I mean, Scott, I don't know how you feel about it, but I love the player interviews. And this kid's player interviews, man, holy cow. This kid is super bright. The character is unbelievable across the board. I mean, he just checks all the boxes, physically gifted. I mean, he would be a great fit on any team. So there's no downside to taking a player like that.
Hey Scott, what's your draft viewing plan Thursday night? You just gonna be sitting at home, taking it in by yourself, and see how it unfolds?
Pretty much, yes.
And you, Paul, same thing?
Oh yeah, we're gonna watch it with the fam.
Depending on how it goes, assuming the Rams make a pick in the first round, I'll probably do a little draft review of whatever, how the first draft unfolds. And you guys are welcome to join. I may send out an invite. You guys can hop on and give your thoughts if you want. I know it might be late for you, Paul, but if you don't have the time you can't join, no problem. But I'll probably blast an invite to all the roundtable guys and you as well, Scott, and hop on and share your thoughts on how this draft goes, the first round anyways.
Okay, yeah, guys. For those of you all in Ram Nation, make sure you take a look at the Puka Power Picks, add to your list. So, you know, day two and day three, right? You know who to sort of circle in there. Keep your fingers crossed for the Rams.
I have that.
And shout out to Ram legend Roman Gabriel. Passed away. One of the all-time greats. Talk about Mr. Ram. I think he'd be a great candidate, wouldn't he? Mr. Ram, Roman Gabriel. Great one.
Yeah, I was Gabriel DeSnow. That was just a common theme in the late 60s. Kind of got overshadowed by the fearsome foursome, but those two guys, man, they got it done. Okay, out here, thanks a lot, Paul and Scott. It's been fun. We'll do it again another time. Maybe I'll talk. Hey, no problem,
nice
Scott.
Nice working with you, buddy.
And we may talk again as soon as Thursday night. If the Rams make a pick, if the Rams don't make a pick, I'll be a radio silent probably. Okay, out of here, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, double barrel Ram horns.
That's going to do it for this episode. Remember, you can reach us at ramsuppodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget about our YouTube channel. Our handle is at laramsup.com. Till next time, keep the horns up, stay safe, and have fun out there.